This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Currency traders made their bet on the French presidential election today. The euro gained against the dollar, a sign that markets think the pro-European Union candidate Emmanuel Macron is going to prevail on Sunday against the far-right, anti-EU, and anti-immigration Marine Le Pen. Macron's ahead in the polls by as much as 20 points, and if that holds, it could be a roadblock for the economic populist bandwagon that started rolling last year with Brexit and then continued with President Trump. From the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
"We are going to win," chant Macron supporters. And says one of them, Serge Dupont, it'll be a victory for moderation and optimism. "If Macron wins, it'll be good for our children and our grandchildren," he says. "It's about youth and hope, everything positive." And Candice Benjamin says she's voting for Macron because France has tried governments of the right and the left and they've both failed.
"So now I think it's time to try something else, try something new.
A middle way.
A middle way, maybe.
Macron has pulled off an amazing feat, persuading his supporters that he's something new, an outsider. But he was the socialist government's economy minister until a year ago. And as a product of the country's top schools, he is a member of the now hated French elite. But, says Douglas Yates of the American University in Paris, Macron can at least claim to be self-made.
"He made his own way from modest provincial backgrounds by passing competitive examinations, getting into the best schools, and working his way up. He is part of the elite, but he's part of the meritocratic elite."
At his rallies, Macron has pumped out a youthful, upbeat message. While Marine Le Pen rails pessimistically against global capitalism, Macron, a former investment banker, joyfully promotes the benefits of business. Music to the ears of entrepreneur Karim Amelal.
"He is in favor of free market, of deregulation, in favor of globalization and so on. So, of course, this is the pro-capital or the pro-entrepreneurs and the pro-business candidate."
With youth unemployment at 25% and resentment towards bankers still festering, Macron's success is remarkable. But the main reason for it, says Nathalie Nouguéret, former editor of the newspaper Le Monde, is not who he is, but who he is not. He's clearly not Marine Le Pen.
"Although there's so much disgruntlement, so many anxieties over globalization, over so many issues, still I think a majority of French people consider that Le Pen is a danger to democracy and they don't want to see her get into the Élysée Palace."
The European Union doesn't want to see that either. Le Pen would like to pull France out of the euro and possibly out of the EU as well. That would spell the end of the bloc. But if the Europhile Macron wins on Sunday, Douglas Yates believes it could revitalise the union, battered by the crises over debt, migration and Brexit.
"He, and perhaps a social democrat in Germany, could create a new Franco-German axis that could give a new wind to the European project."
So Europhile is he that Macron has described Brexit as a crime and has warned the Brits that he would insist on a very tough exit deal. Simon Cooper of the Financial Times believes Prime Minister Theresa May would not cheer a Macron presidency.
"Because Macron believes in Europe, he's going to say Britain has to pay a price for Brexit. So this is not good news for Theresa May."
So Britain loses if Macron is voted into office on Sunday and the EU wins. How the people of France will fare isn't yet clear. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.